This week on Minnesota Native News Health Report, artists take a stand against COVID and more of your questions answered. Lori Stern reports.
Miri Villiard is an artist who grew up on Fond du Lac and works with the American Indian Community Housing Organization in Duluth. She's built a website featuring downloadable posters, mask designs, and videos all made by and for Indigenous people. One of the videos features a song composed and performed by the Jackala family. It's called Couch Potato.
Today you might feel like a couch potato. Don't live your life like a couch potato.
One of the posters is a collaboration between Miri, painter Leah Yellowbird, and photographer Ivy Vigneault.
It features two photos of youth connected to ACOS housing programming. They're wearing these face masks that feature sort of a roaring bear mouth. So it makes it look like the kids are, you know, pretending to be bears. And the mask itself was designed by another artist, Leah Yellowbird. In the center, there's a quote by one of the youth that describes how, you know, wearing a mask is a way to honor and respect your elders.
Miri says the process is many layered, but the products are simple and powerful messages that both protect and empower Indigenous people.
Most non-European languages don't have a word for art
because
most cultures don't take art out of lifestyle like English does.
To see or download coloring book pages, posters, mask designs by ACO artists, go to ACO.org. That's AICHO.org, and click on artwork by ACO artists in response to the pandemic.
Dos, my name is Missy Whiteman. I belong to the Northern Arapaho and Kickapoo Nations, and I am here on Franklin Avenue at the library, and we're working on a thank you mural for AIM and for the Native community for protecting the avenue.
Missy Whiteman is an award-winning filmmaker and mentor. She is not surprised at the explosion of public art.
The quarantine time was our time to gather our medicine, and it was our time to prepare and to learn to do things differently, to reconnect with our families and our children, and learn like to cook for our families and to become healthier, you know, physically, mentally, spiritually. And then now is the time where we feel like there's more freedom to connect with one another because we've been quarantined and because of all of the riots. Like, we need human interaction to heal. Like, we need it.
Like Miri, Missy says art is just what the community does.
Right now we could see like these two young men here, and they just picked up paintbrushes and just started painting. And it's like, I'm really excited to see what they're going to paint, what kind of message you're going to bring.
Hi, my name is Peyton Counts from Turtle Mountain, and I was wondering what the incubation period is for the coronavirus.
To answer Peyton's question, we called Dr. Nick Lennertz from the Minnesota Department of Health.
So incubation period is the time from exposure to the virus to the time when you become symptomatic. When you're exposed, you don't instantaneously become ill. Now, currently, the average incubation period that we're seeing with COVID-19 is right around 5 to 7 days. However, the range of incubation periods that we have seen has been anywhere from 2 to 12 days. And so, erring on the side of caution, after an exposure to a known COVID positive case, that's why the recommendations are to quarantine yourself or stay away from everybody else for 14 days. Because if you're going to become symptomatic with the virus, it's going to happen within that incubation period, within that 2 to 12 day window.
Please let us know your questions about COVID-19. Just leave a message on our Facebook page or call 612-430-9368. Stay well, my friends. This Minnesota Native News Health Report is supported by a grant from the Minnesota Department of Health.